It's the last Sunday of the month, and so we get some free legal advice with Phil Thornycroft of Wolferstan's Solicitors. Phil, welcome.
Morning, Tim.
We've got a couple of things that are sort of coming together. Firstly, half-term week about to start. Yep. Europe on the agenda.
Yes.
And you found a way to meld the two together.
I have, yes. It's really about two things. About parents having children and they've separated, and what happens when you go on holiday. And also, what happens if you decide to move countries?
Yes.
And it's quite... We've had a lot of applications. I suppose with, as you say, with the European market, more people working here, foreign nationals, we're getting more and more marriages where people are from different nationalities. So I think I'm certainly finding at the moment, I've got so many cases involving situations where either a parent wants to take a child on holiday abroad and the other parent's worried about that, or where a parent actually wants to relocate back to where they were living or to another country.
Yeah.
And it's quite a difficult and quite a stressful area.
Well, I suppose the thing is that you would always prefer that people resolve these things without going legal, but sometimes you just have to.
I think the difficulty with where you're going to live on a long-term basis, it's either one or the other, isn't it? There's no sort of middle ground you can go in. And if you're going to go to back to, let's say, Italy, you can't have contact every weekend. So
is every case different, or is there a broad rule?
Every case is different. I think that's a really good point. But there is a broad rule, and the broad rule is that the interest of the child is paramount.
Right.
So you basically look at how is it going to affect the child. And there's differences between holidays and also permanent removal. I think the really important thing on holidays, lots of people think, oh, I can just go abroad with a child if I'm separated, not tell anybody and do it last minute. Well, you can't. I mean, since the law changed on residence and contact, we have child arrangement orders now, unless you've got a child arrangement order, you do need the written consent of the mother or father to take a child under 16 abroad, even on holiday, for anything less than a month.
Right.
Lots of people forget about that. And if you don't do that, you need permission of the court.
Okay. And then now we come on to courts. What's going to happen if we vote out? Is it all going to change, do you think?
It could very well change. At the moment, in relation to holidays, certainly, I think that you will find, if we're going to go out of Europe, that it's already quite difficult to get in through passport control with a child under 16.
Yeah.
I think you're certainly going to have a written letter of consent if we come out, because of that freedom of movement has gone.
And I've no doubt that's a subject we'll return to, should that be the outcome of the vote.
There's going to be a lot of discussions about that.
Yeah, but as far as where we are today, and of course we are a part of Europe, are there things, therefore, that parents should be considering? I mean, you've said, obviously, you do have to have permission, but specifically, what should parents do?
Right, I think that so far as holidays are concerned, it's very... doing holidays, people think, oh, I'll just go, and don't necessarily think, oh, I need to tell the father or mother I'm going. Do that early and get their written consent. So for holidays, provided you've got that written consent, off you go, and any passport office, whether it will be, or anybody, an official, will be happy. In relation to a permanent removal, that's much more difficult. And it depends where, if one party wants to move to a country, whether it's a non-Hague country or not, because the Hague Convention applies. If it's a Hague country, i.e. a European country, and you want to go, if you've got the consent of the other parent, fine. If you haven't, then it is quite a difficult process. And the court takes the removal of a child from this country really, really seriously. And I think what I would say is the main situation is, again, the interest of the child is paramount. What the court will do is look at the reason for the move. If it's, for example, it comes through that it's to stop the other party having contact, the court's not going to hold that up. If it's a genuine wish, a career move, one parent wants to move because of a job, then the court are going to have some sympathy with that. But there's no presumption or legal principle that if a child's living with you currently, that if you want to go abroad, the child will automatically go with you.
Right.
The court look at the interest of the child, look at the facts. And the court, basically, is it practical? Is it realistic? And the court will have a list of things that parties should have looked at. So have you prepared your application if you're going to go? Have you got accommodation? Is education sorted? Is there financial security if you go? Is there a support network? Immigration requirements. And what provision have you made, really importantly, for contact to the other parent? Because if you're going to be going and living, let's say, in New Zealand, then in order to have contact there, it's a bit more different than if you're going to go into Brittany.
Yeah.
And the court will look at all that, and the court will then make a decision in the interest of that child on that specific fact.
Very good advice, as always, Phil. Thank you so much. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Tim.